Here's to the trains I've missed. That's the title of a song I like a lot. Here's to the trains I missed. Basically pays homage to the fact that often what we want on the timetable we want it is not at all what God has in store. And I think the three of you, you three that come to be made a priest in this church tonight, come with a story that will fit that thought very well. Here's to the trains I missed. If you and I had tried to dream up this night with the three of you here on this night, all of it kind of coming together, we would have never been able to pull it off. You might say you've rounded third all at the same time, and soon you'll be sliding into home plate. It will probably be a close call, but I also believe the call will be safe at home. But it wasn't always so. Each of you had a time in your journey where you thought you might not even get into the game, ever be able just to stand at home plate and give it a shot. All those missed calls and missed trains got you to this very night in this place. There's a line in that song. It says, I searched far and wide and tried to crawl out of God's hand. You might have had the same thought at times. We all have, quite frankly, whether we can admit it or not. And, well, it should be, since a God that would ask so little of us would not be much of a God to follow. When we walk this path, we sign up for a different life, and it's a good one. But when put up against this world, we're going to miss a lot of trains. On the church calendar, this day, June 21st, is untaken. That means there's no saint to celebrate on this day, at least not one prescribed by the church. But tomorrow, there is. We just missed him by one day. Tomorrow is the celebration of Alban. And I think Alban's not one to forget, especially on a night like tonight. Many of you will know the story of Alban. Alban is the earliest Christian in Britain who is known by name, and according to tradition, the first British martyr. He was a soldier in the Roman army stationed at a city about 20 miles northeast of London, now called St. Albans. He gave shelter to a Christian priest who was fleeing from persecution and was converted by him. When officers came to Alban's house, he dressed himself in the garments of the priest and gave himself up. It was in that moment that Alban spoke the words, if not aloud in his heart, "Here am I, send me." Alban was tortured and martyred in place of the priest on the hilltop where the Cathedral of St. Albans now stands. In his trial, when he was brought in, the judge asked him, "What is your family and your race?" And he refused to answer that, but instead told the judge he was a Christian and was ready to do a Christian's duty. That is his family and his race. Christian. Does that mean he disavowed his real family or his race? No. But it did mean through his conversion and in taking on this faith, he now had a higher allegiance. Every time I hear this story, I just wish I could have been a fly on the wall and have heard what that priest fleeing persecution said to Alban that made him want to respond in the way he did. Give his life. Say with all the commitment he could, "Here am I. Send me." I don't think I need to say this, but I will anyway. Our faith, Christianity, is a bit messed up right now. For those looking in, we're very difficult to figure out. We seem to be all over the map in who we think Jesus is and what he calls us to now. The label Christian is used for such a wide variety of thought and to legitimate so many diverse things that one trying to discern what we are all about finds the answer to be very difficult. It's hard to recruit people to follow the Prince of Peace. When pastors state on CNN that the only bad thing at Orlando's Pulse nightclub was that the shooter didn't get them all, doesn't make me very proud to be part of the faith when someone claiming it says such unfaithful things. All three of you step deeper into a troubled endeavor. And I'm glad you will. We need you. We need you to say otherwise. Two, as these vows say your prayers in public and private, and to truly study the mind and heart of Christ instead of whatever easy path suits us at the moment. We need to stop making over Jesus into our own image and try instead to truly listen to his call and message and life. You three will now sign up to help facilitate and guide the deeper listening that is needed and the hard choices as well. We need you for that task. I want you to remember what I think Tech Sample once said, that when I got the call, I didn't know it would be collect. If you're under 25, you don't know what a collect call is, but ask somebody close to you, they'll be able to tell you. I want all three of you to stand. Alice, I will not soon forget your absolute giddiness when you put your eyes on the Dead Sea Scrolls in the Israeli Museum in Jerusalem. You have a joy and a reverence and an awe about what you are now called to do, and I pray you never lose that. I hope you know you're always gazing upon the sacred every day in your ministry and helping bring that light for others too. Todd, I'm grateful for your steadiness and calm, even in the face of daunting things. That will come in handy, I promise. Also love your sly sense of humor, like sending a copy of a picture to me after my recent visit to Epiphany, which had the heads of Dwight, Kate, me, and you on the heads of the bodies of the old TV show, The A-Team. My body never looked so good. You have a lot of confidence, my young man. That sense of humor will come in handy, too. Don't let it go. Nancy, you have a beautiful voice, but those that know you sing with your life, not just your voice. And that will come in handy. We are glad to have you here. And even though tonight we ordain you for the Diocese of California, and just so you all know, I'm not running around ordaining anyone who shows up. And even though possession and competition and pride are sins, I'm really proud to claim you now as ours. Here's to the trains you missed, the bridges you burned, the rivers you never crossed, the signs you didn't heed, the roads you didn't take, the maps you just wouldn't read. And here's to all those you did make and all the things that brought you to this moment right here. All of what you missed and what you didn't, where you failed and where you saved the day, all of those make you who each of you are and make for this holy moment you are now in and that we all share. And it is exactly that which you are called to remind all those who come into your care of over and over again. So I want you to turn and look out there. To all three of you, I say the church is here with you and for you, but it is not about you. Always hang on to that. Never let that go. Take these vows you make tonight and don't leave them here. Put them somewhere you can see them daily. Make them part of your prayers. What is given to you tonight is on loan. It is not yours. You don't own your priesthood. It's not your accomplishment. It is the church's to bestow, and so we have chosen. Each of you. The way you're looking now, this will be your view for much of your ministry. I remember being a bit surprised about that when I realized that. You will look at the church, the body of Christ, now in a different way, but never forget we're all in this together. And the point of all we do here is so that we can go from here sent together out those doors to share Christ with the world. In a moment, like Alban, you will put on the vestments of the priest and walk into the world as that outward sign to it and for it. Walk into what? We are never totally certain. But there is one thing we can always be certain of, whether we catch the train or miss it. God is right with us, and God will always be with you on this journey. Alice, Todd, and Nancy, on this night we give thanks for the giving of yourselves to this call upon you. My sisters and brothers, I have said these words to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.